Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Dante's Inferno. I hope you enjoy.
I was in the process of putting some special items in a special box I have to keep all my special little items. It's a Hamlet, one of those hollowed out Hamlet, hollowed out bookcases, right? But it says Hamlet on the front. Saw it in a pawn shop thing in Utah. It was like Panguitch or one of those small towns in Utah. And as I took out these items from my pants, right? And I had a cigarette butt from yesterday, a rock from yesterday. I didn't intentionally. I put the cigarette in my back pocket with the intention of throwing this away. This is going somewhere, by the way. Just keep listening. Put this in my back pocket with the intention of throwing it away. I didn't want to throw it on the floor. A rock was in the other back pocket. Somehow got there. I didn't put it there. And I had a dime, this old, grimy, just really not pretty dime that I found at Joe's Grotto on Monday night. And I put this dime in my pocket because the usual ride I got left, and I didn't realize that he was leaving, that he was saying goodbye to somebody. And it didn't occur to me till later on the night, and I couldn't get a ride from anybody. I mean, I tried all sources, all options. I'm sitting here like, okay, present to the moment, you know, trust the universe. You know, I don't fear the next chapter because I know the author. Author's fucking this awesome guy right here. Like, negative only attracts more negative. You know, applying all the stuff I talk about. So every time like a negative thing comes up, I'm just neutralizing it and be like, no. Happy, in the moment, we're good. Worst case scenario, I just, you know, turn my phone off. It's at 20%. Tomorrow, I'll easily have a ride. I'll just spend a nice evening out, you know, laying on the ground, looking up at the stars. Make it a positive, right? And the sound guy, check this out. This gets even better. The sound guy was already giving like two other people a ride, and like he really wanted to, but it was just like way out of the way. Like so, everything didn't line up to get me home, right? Because I had the expectation of going home. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go here. Right? I had previously been watching my dad's, my little sister, my dad's daughter, Samantha. She's awesome. He lost his job like at the beginning of this week, I think. And he applied and there's a really good chance he's going to get this other awesome job. So they wanted to celebrate. And I was like, yeah, of course. I will totally watch Samantha. You guys go have fun. So I was thinking, okay, dad, he'll come back, take me to Joe's. And then the guy that usually gives me a ride back, I'll ride with him, boom. Everything is good. And that was my expectation. That's the thought path I had laid out. And sorry about that. This is going to be another segment. My dad called me and stopped the podcast. So that was my thought path. That's what I was attached to. I was attached to that outcome in a very subtle way, right? Because what are the chances that's not going to happen? What are the chances that that's going to go wrong? Like, it always goes right. So there's not any real big negative charge attached to that until it doesn't go right. Then the ego's like, oh, fuck, I'm trapped out here. I'm going to die. Right? We jump instantly to the worst case. Oh, my life is over. I'm dead. Everything is ruined. Right? So, you know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. I was texting my friend and trying to secure a ride, right? My last option. She's the only person awake. And I'm not just like in my mind and based off of the conversation we're having textually, there's like a big chance this ain't happening. So I'm like, okay. So meanwhile, between text messages, there's like 5 to 7 minutes in between each one. I'm sitting there. I have my tripod that I use to record videos. I have a... getting my morning coffee right now as I talk. That's if you hear the water, right? I have my tripod. I have a laptop that I use to write Medium articles because it's just so much easier on the laptop than it is the phone, right? It's less horrible on your fingers. I have my jacket and a whole bunch of cords and like a mouse pad, just a lot of shit. I'm sitting there. I'm laying down. Come on. Put the dog outside real quick. I'm laying down. In this little alcove in front of the bar with all these trees and stuff, and there's one big tree blocking me, so I kind of go underneath that tree and I kind of sit down, and it's cold as fuck, so I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna lay down, you know, maybe if I lay down, it'll be warmer. So I lay down, I'm looking at all the little plants growing up, bright green, and I'm just, you know, I'm just talking to them. I'm like, hey, give me some warmth if you could spare it, right? I'm very grateful that I get to be here with you guys and just enjoy the moment. I'm kind of looking around, talking to myself, like I'm very grateful to be alive. Very grateful to be here right now, right? Because the events in our life, we attach meaning to them. So that could have easily been a, fuck, I could have been obsessed with it. Could have been stuck in a negative thought loop of self-attack. What the fuck, why'd I do that? I could have attacked him, I could have attacked myself, right? But I didn't. Where's the gratitude here? What's awesome about this moment? What's awesome about this situation? What's great about this? What do I love about this? Okay, so it gets better. It gets much better. So my friend, Angie, who's amazing, she's a fucking angel, she lifts me a lift. So the first lift, the guy bails for some reason. So then I get another lift. Right, not literally out the car, but like it didn't. He never got there in the first place. So the second lift comes and gets me, picks me up. I fly out of the bushes and fucking shock, like just scares the fuck out of him. He's like, "Whoa!" And I get in the van and just talking to him about his life, and he's asking me questions. We're having a nice back and forth, and we're talking, swapping stories about girls, and it's funny, it's good. Then they drop me off. I sneak in to Angie's parents' place and I spend the night, and it's awesome. I did not freeze my ass off, so that was great. Then the next day, we spent all day long, me listening to her play the piano. She's fucking amazing. If you want to hear some of her music and her amazing voice, go to @Angie, A-N-G-I. No, no, excuse me. I fucked that up. @Sing, like Sing, S-I-N-G. Angie, A-N-G-I, Sing, S-I-N-G. She's a phenomenal artist, okay? Go listen to her. Great voice. So I just listen to her play the piano all day. And I play the guitar. We make some music together, like play along with each other. We live stream a ton. We drink some tea. We eat some Triscuits. We go outside. We talk about life and energy and vibration and helping people and what she's passionate about and what I'm passionate about. And it's amazing. Awesome vibes. And then I have this idea, because she's telling me she wants to go to this prayer pavilion, right? It's like this big, awesome, like, building where you can go and, like, meditate. It's heavily centered on, like, from the vibe I got, because there's a big old cross, like, Christianity, and the doors say, like, the Lord, faith, all the different names. So it's kind of centered on that, but I don't care about that, right? It's the vibe, right? It's the people. It's the place it's coming from. So if you're happy there, cool. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, I'm not here to shred your beliefs, right? If you come to me, you're going to get healed, and I'm gonna show you why what I believe, in my opinion, right? Not attacking. We can respect each other's views, right? Just because I believe this doesn't need to, now that you know that I believe this, you're like, oh, but no, now I have to convince him, I have to convert him, right? If you come to me, I'm gonna heal you, and I'm gonna show you why religion is a less efficient way of operating within the world. But anyway, that's a topic for another topic. Another time. There we go. So I'm like, yeah. And then I have the idea, like, why don't we? Because she wants to take the bus. And I'm like, okay, cool. That'll be fun. I haven't rode the bus since I was like a little kid. Sick. But I'm like, how can we make this better, though? And I'm like, how can we make this faster? So I'm like, okay, what if we invite some more people? So I'm like, I text my dad. I'm like, hey, do you want to come? This is going somewhere. Just bear with me, okay? Just enjoy the story till we get to the awesome, oh my God, moment. All right, it's coming. Anyway, so I call my dad, or I text my dad, and I'm like, hey, we're going to this thing. You want to come? And I just basically invite him. He can't do it, so, or he doesn't want to do it. Ask if his girlfriend Angela, who's also amazing, wants to come. So she's like, yeah. So she's down. I text my aunt. She's down, whom I live with, and I text a friend of mine, Tesla, and she's down to come. So, fucking awesome. There's like five of us going to this awesome place, building, but not just the building, there's a big mountain right next to the building that you can hike up and watch the sun set in the most beautiful fucking way. Oh my God. And if you want to see some pictures of the sunset, if you're listening to this podcast today, go to my music Instagram page at Dante, Dante, hit HITT, music, MUS, if I have to spell that. We got some bigger problems here than vibration and energy, right? So go there if you want to check out the pictures from that day. And the very last one is this big, nice little short video that I took of the entire, oh, it's bright orange. It was literally like, just, it was intoxicating to watch. Like, it was fucking beautiful. It's gorgeous, man. Fucking gorgeous. And it was so short, right? It was like in the span of like 5, maybe 10 minutes, this little window of this bright orange sunset. It was beautiful. These dogs are putting a cramp into my podcast. It's okay. I'm not gonna get angry at you, dogs. You do your thing. I love you. I'm just gonna go inside now. So, we go to this place. It's awesome. We all link up. Tesla comes a little bit later. We have to give her directions. And we have an amazing time. And this Tesla girl is the girl I made a previous episode about, called How to Let Someone You Love Go. And that's a very, very powerful episode. If you have someone in mind that you know you probably should let go out of your life. See, I don't want to use words like remove or cut the cord, because it's very harsh. It's very, it has a negative attachment to it, right? It has a negative, like, they're bad for you or you're superior. Like, we want to stay away from all that because it doesn't serve. So how do we let someone go out of our life? Right? Go watch that episode. Go listen to that episode. It's hugely powerful. But so I invited her again because I felt like it was right in the moment. It just felt good in my body. When I thought of people to invite, her name just popped up. And I trust my intuition. I trust my heart. I trust my gut. It's never wrong. So she comes and we're talking on this mountain. And Angie has to go pee, so she leaves. Angela and Silver goes up to the highest top of the highest point of the mountain. And they're sitting up there talking and adventuring. And they kind of go deeper up the mountain and down the other side a little bit. Angie's still down there, unbeknowingly, you know what I'm trying to say, to us, she has to go pee, and the van's locked, and all the bathrooms are closed, and she's been trying to call me this whole time, but my phone, I don't have my phone, like, in my pocket, it's, like, to the side, it's on silent, so I don't hear anything, any of these calls till I look down eventually and see, like, oh, so she's down there, there's this Tesla and I, we're sitting up there, and it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of weird. Got a little bit of tension because, like, I just invited her out of the blue. We hadn't talked about anything that happened. Like, I sent my messages across, you know, various, like, Snapchat, text, whatever. And then I put it, like, I just blocked her because I needed that time to, like, heal and really allow that space of, like, letting her go. And not, like, having this whiplash effect of going back and forth or having any reactivity attached to that, any negativity attached to it. Had to be a nice, clean, tender break. And not break in a bad way. That might not even be the right choice of words. Just space, okay? Let's leave it at that. So we're talking. It was fucking great. And then we all end up going back to her place. And but going back to that point in the mountain, right? I'm sitting with her, she's sitting with me. There's a book I read a while back, and not fully from cover to cover, I think. No, I did read it cover. Holy shit. I don't even remember. Oh my God, I can't believe I remember this. I was in Parowan, Utah, and I read it. Damn. That was so long ago. I can't believe that memory just flashed in my mind right now. Crazy. Well, okay. So out of this book, it's called The Way of the Superior Man. And they have an analogy or metaphor, whatever, in the book, talking about how a man must be the rock in the storm. And the woman, her feminine energy, is the storm. She will rage all around you and try to change you. But the man must be immobile, right? Always free. You cannot cage the man. You cannot cage masculinity. It's immobile. It's indestructible, right? And how funny and ironic. This didn't occur to me until I was taking everything out of my pockets to put in this in this box, because I really wanted to put the dime in the box, right? Because the dime represented fortune. It represented, you know, abundance. Regardless of the size of the value, right? It doesn't matter, like, that's the symbolism for me. That's the feeling I got. And I found that as I was laying down, right, going back to that part of the story. I'm laying down on the ground, and I look down, like, kind of turn my head down, and I see this dime, like, buried. I can see a little bit of it, though. And I pick it up. That's the feeling I got from it. So I put it in my pocket. So I'm taking all these things out of my pockets, pants, to put into this box. And this rock is there, and it brings me back to the moment with Tesla. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, holy shit. I was on a mountain with her, right? And she was telling me, like, multiple times, like, so many times throughout the whole conversation that she, you know, felt dizzy because, like, she doesn't like heights, right? And this and that, and it's just very emotional. And, it's like, not in a bad way. Like, it's okay. But it was very stormy. It was very chaotic. She was like, oh, like, one moment with this, one moment with that. Sitting right there. And it that symbolism and that book, that part in the book was just like, what the fuck? That's insane. Like, we were on the mountain and, like, she was a storm, right? So that's one big holy fuck moment that I had. Now, we go back to Angie's place. Angela and Sylvia, my aunt, left already. So we all just hang out, play piano, play the guitar, talk. And that's about like 20, 30 minutes. Then we go outside, say our goodbyes. She's giving me a ride back to my place, Tesla. And we're just talking about everything that happened and why I felt... Because I want to go with her on adventures in places. And the answer is so obvious. I didn't even... It's one of those things where you're like, oh, that's why. Duh. Right? I want to take her on these adventures and stuff, but I had, like, I felt like it was too intense, right, with her. Because, although, yeah, I want a relationship, and there's some things that she told me before that she wasn't really ready for that. But at the same time, I feel like there's always an out, right? If there's a will, there's a way. If there's a Zimbabwe, there's a Zimbabwe, right? So I'm talking to her, and I'm like, why do you think, like, I want these positive expectations of the future, right? Because they are expectations. They're like, oh, I, you know, expect us to go do that or go do that. Like, I'm envisioning them happening. And when we're not on the path to making those things happening or make those things happen, I feel like a negative emotion, right? It's not like heavy. It's just sadness, you know? Like love. You've been in love, I imagine. Most of the people listening to this, you've been in love. And when that love is gone, there's that kind of feeling. It was like a low-level version of that. It's not like, oh my God, I'm cutting my wrist or cutting my, you know, skin, which I did before, way, way back in relationships, when it was toxic. Ugh. Like, if you ever been in the cold and you breathe in this frost, you could, like, the toxicity was just, like, radiating off my body like that, man. Because I had so much trauma, right? Our default's awesome. Our default's high vibration, clean, positive, just peace, love, creativity, right? Our cup is full. We're abundant. We don't need anything. We're thriving. We're giving the excess extra energy to all the people around us to make them thrive as well and boost them up, pick them up, lift them up, right? We're following our inspiration. We're on our purpose. We're loving fucking life. It's exciting. It's amazing. That's our default. But then all the trauma we get stuck or stacked on top of us from society, culture, friends, family, parents, et cetera, et cetera, it weighs us down and suppresses us and embeds us with trauma. And if we don't accept that trauma, love that trauma, dissolve the negativity and reactivity attached to that trauma and transcend that trauma to get our personal power back, that excess energy that's being used every single day to power these traumatic events, if we don't do that, they make us toxic. It's literally like poison. And it's like spiritual poison that's causing us to be sick. And the symptoms of that sickness is weird and neurotic behavior. You can't socialize. You can't express yourself. You feel like it's you versus the world. You feel like people are always judging you. You feel like at any moment someone's going to attack you. You can't be real with people. You have massive anxiety, massive nervousness, massive social anxiety, massive, you know, fear. right? All these negative states in anger, right? That's another one. Being super angry, irritated, frustrated all the time, depressed, apathetic, suicidal, all these things. Even murder, rape, even extreme versions of this, it all stems from the same thing, the same reason. Happy people who have accepted themselves and love themselves do not see any reason to just go, like, start murdering the population, okay? That doesn't happen. They don't feel the need to steal shit. Because when you're following your purpose, that it's going to allow you to make money. And not necessarily millions of dollars, because where's that place coming from where you want millions of dollars? What part of you actually wants millions of fucking dollars, okay? What if a part of you, right? What if, and this part of you being the real fucking you, wants like 60, 70K a year? Talking about, this is an example I gave in a past Medium article, talking about Ninja Turtles. Maybe Ninja Turtles is your fucking, that's the shit to you. Ninja Turtles, that's the shit. That's your shit, Ninja Turtles, right? And you're talking about Ninja Turtles, and you have a podcast, and like Instagram, and all these different social media platforms, which are amazing, and amplify your message, and amplify your love for Ninja Turtles, and you talk about them, and you make like 70, 80 grand a fucking year. And you have maybe an awesome girlfriend, or partner, or whatever, you know, terminology you're comfortable with, you know, marriage, if you believe in that, right? And you have a kid, and it's amazing, and life is a shit, and you find time to go travel, and there's a perfect balance, and you are happy. That's what's important, okay? Happiness, right? Your purpose will give you that happiness. Following your excitement and inspiration will lead you to that. But if you have trauma, it just it weighs that journey down. It slows it down. But now, going back to the topic of this episode, I want to dive into that because I thought it would be of value to you guys, so I hope you got some value from that. I was asking her, like, why do you think I feel the need for these expectations? And we're kind of going back and forth, listening to music. We sang some Hotel California together, like in the car as she was dropping me off. And later down the road, I'm like, oh, you know what it is? I think I know the reason. I think it's money. And I think she said, like, you know, what do you mean? Or something to that effect. I was like, you know, I had a point where I had a job, my dream job at the time, helping people. And I was making some pretty good money. But I just blew it because I was young and, you know, I still had trauma and I was just chasing the wrong things. So I just blew it all. And I didn't know how to manage money and I didn't know shit about money. So that was the only time I really had access to a good amount of money. And I was like, wow, and I was doing it myself and it felt good. But it was from the wrong place. And there's all these things I want to do. Like I want to host these like little concerts in downtown Phoenix where we feed the homeless. We give them some provisions. I invite some close musician friends out. We have a jam session. We take pictures, you know, maybe record some of it, whatever. And just as a way to give back to the community and show that, look, these people are the people that need the love the most because they have the most trauma. They're the people who couldn't, their trauma got on top of them so heavily that it fucking destroyed their lives. And now they're on the street. We pass them like they're the scum of the earth, but we should be looking at them as examples of, look, this is what happens when you do not heal your fucking trauma. It will eat your life. It will corrode your life like an acid. And we need to help those people the most. Those people should be on fucking pedestals and being worshipped, okay? Because they're in the most pain, right? So I want to get back to that in a way, right? That's what I want to do for them. I want to take Tesla to go on this Harry Potter train ride where it takes you through all the places they filmed on Harry Potter or something like that because she likes Harry Potter. And I told her, I was like, you know what? I like seeing you happy. Okay, I like seeing you smile. And like I want to like make you smile. And not from a place of insecurity, right? Because you can say that as like if you're a guy and you haven't healed your trauma, you haven't accepted yourself, you don't love yourself, you don't think you're fucking amazing by default, and that shit just radiates off of you at all times, and you're okay with that, you're okay with being awesome. People can give you compliments and you don't flinch, you can accept the compliments, right? You can say, thank you. You can just let that land. You're okay with yourself, you accept yourself. Right? People who don't accept themselves, them wanting to make other people happy comes from a place of insecurity because they're not abundant. So it's not the place I'm talking about, right? When I say I want to make you happy, I want to make you smile. You know, the place I'm coming from is I'm thriving and I'm abundant, but you're so fucking awesome and like I love the shit out of you and like you're a fucking soulmate. So yeah, why that? It's just like it just makes sense, right? Just makes sense I'd be giving seminars to people of like 1,000, right? 1,000 people in a room. It just makes sense I would just work all day, 12 hours a day making content, which I do now. It just makes sense. Every step of the way, it just makes sense. just makes sense. I'm satisfied and I'm eager for more because it just makes sense. Right? And it just makes sense that I want to have her smile for the rest of her fucking life and just be happy. Right? Like, that's a very attractive thought. So, that's all of that. And I'm like, money, like, if I said, if we could just right now snap my fingers and be like, all right, we're going on a plane, we're going to Costa Rica, and, or we're doing the Harry Potter, not to Costa Rica, that was a previous example in the car we were talking about. There's no context for that, and I can't remember the whole thing, so I won't give it here. But what if I could just snap my fingers, we take a plane, and we go do that Harry Potter plane trip? Like, you'd be down. Boom. So, like, the financial, it's the freedom aspect of it. So I'm like, okay, I understand. I understand the disconnect. It's money. And it's funny that it like, led me, like, all the things, like, letting her go, being in a state where I felt like, okay, this is, like, it's the right time now. Let's bring her back in. All the changes I went, that just the whole Joe's Grotto thing, almost being stranded outside for a night, and now, like, this amazing day happening the next day afterwards. It's insane to come to this realization of, like, oh, it's just, like, all that stuff's going to happen. Like, I have nothing to worry about. Like, I'm on the path to making a shit ton of money, right? Because I want to help a shit ton of people, so it just makes sense. So there's nothing to worry about. Like, why am I, like, trapped in the future of, like, even if it's a positive, right? Even if it's wanting to have all these positive things in the future and being like, oh, that'd be fucking awesome. Let's go do that. There should be no attachment to that. And I told her, like, I want to just enjoy you in the moment when it happens. Okay? So if I do snap my fingers and that's the offer's there and you want to come, cool. But I want no attachment, and like there is no more attachment now. Like that conversation last night and then now this dream I had about her same night, I guess, and waking up today, which was just her kind of confirming. Like she literally was just, the dream was kind of hazy. I remember her being in front of me telling me exactly what I fucking said in the car last night. So I'm like, okay, that's the biggest sign as any, right? I want to just enjoy you when you're here. And if you don't want to come for whatever reason, that is okay. Because I know what I'm here to do, and I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep following my purpose, right? I'm going to keep helping people. I love my life. I'm happy. There's a space there for you because I fucking love you and you're awesome. And that space will always be there for you. But I've come to a point in my life where I can hold that space in me but not be consumed by it. It's no longer a black hole sucking me in. It's now just the soft, warm light constantly radiating, right? It's not pulling me in. It's pushing more love out. It's allowing me to serve to a greater degree. So in a way, in a lot of ways, actually, she gifted me so many gifts. Like, it's amazing. Like, just, I'm just thinking of like a fucking, like a stream. Or like I don't even know. Kind of like that scene from Alien, where the alien, there's a hole in the ship, the alien gets sucked out. Like that hole, when it gets sucked out, that whole stream of air, like that, everything that got pulled out of that, there's like a stream, right? It's like, that's what I felt from her this whole time, like constantly, even right now speaking. Like a constant stream of like lessons and gifts and realizations. And going back to the center, and I think I'll probably name the podcast title this or something similar to this, you are the mountain in the storm. You're the rock in the storm, right? And this is not like a masculine or not like a feminine, whatever the fuck, thing. Like there's no negativity attached to this, right? As a man, your masculinity, you're the rock in the storm, okay? So you can apply this, you can take this and use it as you like, but also know that we're all one, we're all source energy. But we also have human bodies, and we, if you're a man, you have a masculine body, right? Masculine energy, more dominantly. But you also, I speak with my dad's girlfriend, Angela. She does a lot of dream work, and she was telling me about how, I believe Carl Jung is the one who introduced this idea, that we all have an anima and an animus. So if you're a man, you have an anima, which is like your feminine counterbalance within you. And if you're a woman, you have an animus, which is the masculine counterbalance within you. And I had a dream about mine, and it was like a very terrifyingly looking anima. And I don't really go into detail here. The dream was fucking awesome. I guess ask me about it if you guys want to know on Instagram or whatever, if you're actually genuinely curious. But yeah, if you're masculine, you're the rock in the storm. You have to be free. Follow your purpose. And feminine, that doesn't mean, the storm thing doesn't mean like, oh, you know, the women, they don't, feminine energy doesn't know what they're talking about or what they're doing, and they're just all over the place. I'm not saying that at all. Okay? I'm just saying that you can't, any feminine energy listening right now, you could take the same lessons out of both, right? I'm not introduce, like, if I introduce these ideas and you are trying to rip them apart to find a negative thing to then attack me with or attack the idea with, that's silly. Just take what resonates, like the Bruce Lee thing, right? Take what resonates, take what makes sense, and discard the rest. That's what I'm here for. I'm just giving you value, and you just take what you want, what makes sense at the time, at the right time, when you need it, boom. But you're the rock in the storm. Life is going to rage all around you. But you can be grounded, like the mountain in the storm, right? The rock in the storm. You can be grounded in the fact that you are an infinite being of consciousness. You can never die. You've existed. You've always existed. You will continue to always exist. Okay? And I read a meme somewhere where it talked about male and female dynamics, and I really loved it. Like, it just resonated with me when I read it. It said that a male masculine energy is responsible for giving the female energy a safe haven and a safe place to bloom and thrive, right? Protect that, protect her, which was similar on the mountain, right? Because we kept talking about like why she felt nervous, you know, why she thinks she felt nervous, what she was feeling. It was like, you know, dizzy, chaos, like, you know, fear, anxiety. She's like sweating. She probably like hit my arm if she fucking knew I said that on the podcast to a bunch of people. But she also said that, oh, you know, like, I'm here. Like, I don't want to move up more up the mountain. Like, this is good here. You know, I'm grounded. She used that word. And it's like, yeah, like, safe, grounded. Like, in reality. So the meme was saying, like, that's what we do for feminine energy. And on the flip side, the amazing thing that feminine energy does for us males is they bring us more into our purpose and why we're here and get us aligned. Because this is my theory, okay? And this is just my theory in the present moment, so it will expand or retract and evolve and transform as time goes on and I learn more and more. Currently, I have to spit, hold on. I ate 3 chocolate chip pancakes last night, so I think that's having an effect on my body now. So my theory is that men are more dominant in ego. And females, well, we all have ego. We all have a mind, for sure. I think females, they're more in the moment. Feminine energy, I'm just going to describe energy because for some reason this male-female terminology I don't resonate with it. So feminine energy, it's more in the moment. More laughing, not taking things seriously, right? Male energy, masculine energy, is more about analyzing stuff and breaking things down and being serious, right? We have point A, point B. How can we get there? And it's amazing. It's not a bad thing, right? Being in the moment is fucking great. You're laughing. You're not taking yourself seriously. Boom. You have infinite great energy. You're grooming your emotions like a cat. It's fucking awesome, right? But as a man, it's also fucking awesome to use the mind, be the master of the mind, master of the ego, not the servant of the ego, and use that ego, that brilliant fucking effective machine, to create and operate in high states of high vibration energy. When you're using the mind at those levels, you're creating like fucking works of art, masterpieces, brilliant ideas, brilliant fucking, you know, blueprints for structures and ideas and inventions and technology and spiritual work, and just, it's a fucking amazing, right? When we're in the lower levels, then it's that brilliant machine is now in control of you and you're not in control of it, and now it's causing destruction and inventing ideas that are fucking people up, you know, maybe weapons of mass destruction. It's creating like really sad songs that get people to suck more into a depressed state. So you're using music, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing, to now sow seeds of energetic disarray, chaos, and just not feeling good, right? Because, like, what is that when we're, like, nostalgic but in a sad way? We're, like, you know what I mean? And I might expand, I don't know, that might change. That's just kind of what I'm feeling right now in the present moment. So I don't know if that idea is completely fleshed out relating to music. I feel like there's more conversations in the future that will shed more light on that. But in terms of the energy, that's like both of those states, free flowing, present to the moment, is amazing. Figuring ideas, solutions to things, amazing. But they're only amazing when you are in control of your mind and you've let go and healed your trauma, accepted yourself, love yourself, and you have now transcended the lower states of energy into the higher states of energy. And you're thriving, you're crushing life, you're on your purpose. Man or woman, just the whole purpose thing, right? That doesn't just apply to masculine energy. Feminine energy, I know so many people who have so many different, like Angie, so many ideas for music, so many ideas for coaching people, right? Another one of my friends, Veronica, she's in Costa Rica right now, doing her like 200-hour yoga class so she can go back and teach people yoga. Purpose, passion. Like, purpose is not strictly a fucking masculine thing. I think it has it tends to lean in that direction in some niches and in areas of like self-help, spirituality, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah. It was just very awesome. It was an awesome day. And I took a break for a few days to kind of experience life, right? I need to draw more contacts, yes, more people, but also context for people and situations and just life in general. And then upgrade my content to just keep this evolving monster of love, making it stronger, better, faster in every aspect and regard every single day. Moment to moment, I'm getting better. And I wanted to keep that. And the most efficient thing, what I was feeling, was to take a break and get some more life experience, which I did. And now it's cool, and I'm back, and better than ever. And I wanted to share that with you, because I thought that was such an impactful thing. It was beautiful. I was just like, fuck. And, yeah. And afterwards, like in the car, you know, we're at the... In the car ride, we like sing along to Hotel California together, and I can't hit those notes, man. Like I haven't sung that song since I first started learning how to play the guitar, and then I could actually sing it for whatever reason, but it was just me like doing these horrible notes. But like after one of the songs is over, I can't remember if it was that one or a different one. There's a pause, you know, like a silence, and I was like, Tesla. And I waited for her to say something back. I was like, I love you. And I could feel her, like, looking at me. And I just held the moment. Shut the fuck up. Was just silent. She says, I love you too. And then when she dropped me off, we kissed for a few seconds. I just felt really at peace. I was like, man, it's a soulmate right here. Like, this girl's fucking awesome. Life is fucking awesome. Like, I get to experience this shit. That's fucking cool. Like, goddamn. And I don't say all this to now be like, oh, because we've been conditioned by, like, Disney movies to be like, now we're going to live happily ever after. That's not what it's about, man. Yeah, you can feel good and be happy at all time. All the time. 100%. I live in that state, and I believe you can live in that state because I was miserable and wanted to kill myself at multiple points in my life. And now I exist in a state where I don't have need for negative emotions. People don't fucking faze me. I can walk up to anybody and be like, hey, how are you? Because I know any reaction they give me is a state of their state of being. It's a reflection of themselves. So if someone is in a state of being completely healed, they accept themselves, they love themselves, they've dissolved the negativity and reactivity behind their past pain and trauma, they've transcended it into a state of high vibration energy, they're gonna give me that same energy back. Right? If I walk up to somebody, I'm like, hey, how's it going? Right? How are you doing? I'm real. They sense that. Especially if they're spiritually awakened, right? If they're woke as fuck, they're going to look at me and be like, oh, I know exactly what... I know what the fuck is behind those eyes, right? We're going to have an epic conversation, probably. Unless they're busy and they got stuff to do, and they're like, you know what? This is good. Let me get your social media. We got to stay in touch. You got good vibes. If they're like, fuck you, or give me a weird look, or they just like stumble off away, that's a reflection of their state of being. My shit is so intense to them. They're like, they gotta run away. Or lash out with negativity and then run away, retreat. Right? They can't handle it because they haven't accepted themselves. They don't love themselves. The trauma is still there, eating away at them. They're in there, deep down, deep down. They're still in there. They're awesome. They're beautiful. They're infinite consciousness. I mean, fuck. Of course, you're like, all of you are beautiful. Fuck. But it's buried because they haven't healed. It's buried. It's deep down there. Deep down there.
Deep down there.
Right? Part of spirituality is not taking yourself seriously, okay? Laugh at my
weird tonality.
Okay? Lighten up. Try less. Anyway. Yeah, it's beautiful. So all that doesn't necessarily mean that me and Tesla are going to live happily ever after. Okay? And maybe we will. And maybe it'll be awesome. Or maybe, you know, she's not ready. And that's okay too. Right? I'm not attached to either outcome. All of them are awesome in their own unique way. They all have lessons and gifts and amazingness. And, I mean, like, based on the long conversation we had, 20, 30 minutes, I have a deep sense of where she's at emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally. And I have a very, very great and deep sense of now how to incorporate both of our journeys and purposes and life paths to have them coalesce and just have explosive growth and fun and awesome, amazing experiences and happiness and laughter and excitement for both of us. So it's pretty great. But I'm not attached anymore, which is amazing. Oh, I didn't even realize I was like, it was subtle, right? Because it came from a place of positivity. So I was almost brainwashing myself that it was a good thing, but it wasn't a good thing. Any expectations, any attachment to the past or future negatively, right? Even if it's subtle, even if it's just like, oh, but I love her. That, even that, it comes from a negative state. Because high vibration energy, you just know. It's just like, ah, I get it. It's cool. You're on your journey. It's all right. There's no negativity. There's no negative attachment to that. You know what I mean? It's just good. It's just good. So don't be attached. And I think I was attached because there were still some things I had experienced. And there's some things that I had to learn from that. And listen to your heart, right? I'm like, go listen to the episode on how to let somebody you love go. Go scroll down, listen to the episode if you're in that position where you know, you think it's time to let someone go out of your life. Even if it's a family member. It doesn't necessarily mean to be someone that you're, you know, physically attracted to. It could be a family member or a friend as well. Go listen to that. But I had to let her go. I had to follow my heart. Even though I loved her, my heart loves her, she loves me. What it was telling me was you have to allow some space here. And I did. And look, everything from being almost stranded to letting her go to everything that's happened, it's all led up to this moment, which has compounded everything into more lessons, more gifts, and more happiness, more clarity. That's what you gain from high vibration energy. That's the biggest gift, overall perspective, is more clarity. More clarity. So, we covered a lot of things in this episode. Went all over the place. But I wanted to give you everything I talked about. I had the feeling that it would be of value. So I wanted to dive in certain areas and then kind of retract out of them when I felt like we'd gone far enough. So I hope you got a lot of value from this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you just feel happier and have a little bit more clarity. Have a little bit more of a smile on your face, right? Feel a little happier. Feel a little bit better in the body. That's my mission for you. I want you to smile more. I want you to accept yourself. I want you to love yourself. I want you to dissolve the reactivity and negativity behind your past pain and trauma, transcend that pain, transcend that negativity, and dominate life and live your fucking dreams. Okay? That's my mission statement. That's everything I do. It's to make that happen. Okay? I love you. Thank you for listening to this episode. Peace, love, and life, and I'll see you
in the next one.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Listen, I know. It can be kind of taxing when you listen to some stuff. And then they're like, hey, can you send this to one person? But listen, we're helping people heal themselves, heal their trauma, accept themselves, love them smell. Love them smells? Love their smell, that too. Love themselves. And just go on to crush life and smile more. Don't you want to do that? Don't you want the world to do that? Could you imagine if everyone was happy all the time and they just followed the thing that made them the happiest, which coincidentally gave the most value to all, to everyone as a whole? Whether it be cooking, painting, music, art, technology, engineering, like whatever. Isn't that a future worth investing in? Isn't that an attractive thought? Everyone being happy, everyone living their dreams. That's possible. I thought it wasn't possible for a very long time, but I know now, being able to do it for myself, okay, this is without a doubt 100,000% possible, and I'm making it happen. So if you want to help that, please send this right here, this episode, to one person you believe it'll help. One person you think might benefit from listening to it. One person you might be able to suck into our cause and make smile more, make laugh more, and make them enjoy their life more. Please join the movement. Send this to one person. Thank you for listening to this episode. Peace, love, and light. Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.